This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of Coloradans are hospitalized with respiratory viruses, more than 250 for influenza, about 175 for RSV, and around 80 with COVID-19. Dr. Michelle Barron with UC Health has some advice.
Not too late to get your shots. You're always going to hear me talk about immunizations. Flu and COVID are still available, still worth getting. We're not over the season. Don't think that just because we're seeing them now means we're done.
She suggests staying home if you're sick to avoid spreading a virus to others. The number of students in public school in Colorado declined slightly this school year to its lowest mark in a decade. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The school population dipped by about 400 students for a total of about 881,000 students. The decrease mirrors national declines. Commissioner of Education Susana Cordova says Colorado's declining birth rate is accelerating the enrollment dip.
Before the pandemic, Colorado had noted 30 years of steady increases in our student population.
The number of Hispanic students is growing, while the number of white students is declining. And the number of multilingual learners has increased significantly. Denver, St. Vrain, and 27J districts are the only metro districts to see increased enrollment over the past 10 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The federal government has awarded Colorado State University more than $300 million to help cut methane emissions nationwide. The money will fund three projects to reduce the greenhouse gas in oil and gas operations. The largest project will work to cut emissions from low-producing wells, which are often outdated and hard to fix. Dan Zimmerly is leading the project.
Even after this project is done, there will be a portfolio of solutions that could be deployed to marginal wells.
The money comes from the EPA and the U.S. Department of Energy. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs in the 30s today, a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.